Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. How to say 正大光明 in English? 在英文当中有一个单词叫做 above board. Above 有在什么什么上方的意思。Board 表示甲板。Above board, 字面上理解就是在甲板上。那甲板上它是一个露天的地方，没有什么东西隐藏或者遮挡。因此呢，这个短语被引申为形容某事是公开的、诚实的、没有欺骗或者秘密的。例如，如果你说一个商业交易是 above board,那你就是在强调这个交易是合法的、透明的、没有任何欺诈行为。同样的，如果你形容一个人 above board, 这意味着这个人非常的诚实和正直。好了，我们一起来听一下今天的 dialogue。
Above board.
Dialogue. Whatever we do, we should do it above board.
You are right.We shouldn't do anything under the table.
Well, since you agree with me, we should put the issue above board instead of talking about it through other channels.
好，一个非常简短的对话。Whatever we do, we should do it above board. 不管我们做什么，我们都应该正大光明。We should do it.Above board. Above board, 在这里呢它是做副词表示正大光明的、公开的、诚实的、没有欺诈的。Above board. 那 above board, 它可以做副词也可以做形容词。我们来看一下 above board, 它的英文解释。An arrangement or deal that is above board.Is legal and is being carried out openly and honestly. 如果一个安排、或者是一个交易它是 above board, 就证明它是合法的并且是公开并且诚实的在进行当中。A person who is above board is open and honestabout what they're doing. 如果一个人是 above board, 那就说明这个人他对于他做的事情是公开的并且诚实的。下面我们来看几个例句。
The transaction was totally above board, so there was no reason to question it.
这笔交易完全是正大光明的,因此没有理由去质疑它。
Transaction 表示交易、买卖、业务。The transaction was totally above board.
这笔交易呢，完全是、公开的，或者是完全是诚实的、正大光明的。
So there was no reason.
所以呢，没有理由
to question it.
这里 question 做动词表示质疑，所以没有理由去质疑它。
The transaction was totally above board, so there was no reason to question it.
第二句
Our business dealings are completely above board.
我们的商业往来完全是公开透明的。
Business dealings,
商业往来就是指商业上的一些合作和交易。
Are completely above board,
完全是公开透明的。
Our business dealings are completely above board.
第三句。
He handles everything openly and above board, so we know exactly what he's trying to do.
他处理事情总是公开的、光明磊落的、 所以呢，他干什么事情我们都很清楚。第四句， He is an above board person. 他是一个很坦诚的人。He is an above board person. 下面我们继续看对话。You are right. 你说的对。We shouldn't do anything under the table. 我们不应该偷偷摸摸地做事情。这里 under the table, 字面上理解就是在桌子的下面。那它通常用来描述秘密的、非法的或者不道德的交易或行为，尤其是指那些不公开的金钱交易或者是贿赂。比如说 He gave the seller some money under the table for a discount. 他给卖家一些钱以便得到折扣。He gave the seller some money under the table for a discount. 再比如说 They made a deal under the table to avoid taxes.他们为了避税而做了一笔私下交易。They made a deal under the table to avoid taxes. 好，我们继续看对话。Well, since you agree with me, we should put the issue above board, instead of talking about it through other channels.
既然你同意我的说法，我们就把事情摆在桌面上来讲，而不是通过其他的方式去讨论。那这里 since 表示既然， agree with somebody 赞同某人的观点。 Since you agree with me, 既然你赞同我的观点， We should put the issue above board. 我们应该把这个问题呢摆在台面上去说，正大光明的去讨论这个问题。后面 instead of 表示而不是，而不是怎么样呢？ talking about it 去谈论它 through other channels， 这里 through 表示通过， channel 做名词可以表示渠道、途径，那就是通过其他的途径，而不是通过其他的途径讨论这件事情。好了，今天呢，我们学习了一个单词叫做 above board。 above board 可以用来形容一个交易或者是一个安排，那如果呢它是 above board， 证明它是合法的并且是公开进行的。你也可以用 above board 形容一个人，来证明呢这个人他做事呢是磊落的、公开的、诚实的。好啦，这就是我们今天的所有内容，一定不要忘了关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily。 现在我每周一到周五早上9点在微信公众号里进行直播分享，一定不要错过哦。最后我们再来听一下今天的 dialogue。
Above board
dialogue。 Whatever we do, we should do it above board.
You are right. We shouldn't do anythingunder the table.
Well, since you agree with me, we should put the issue above board instead of talking about it through other channels.